for the first time in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia's district attorney announced a lawsuit against nearly 20 pharmaceutical companies and pharmacy benefit managers that are allegedly price-fixing insulin. Now, KOW's John McDevitt has the story from the DA's office in Center City.
This is a story about profits over patients. This is a story about price-fixing.
District Attorney Larry Krasner, who's a diabetic himself, says the lawsuit has been filed against corporations that make insulin and PBMs that put profits ahead of lives and well-being of the people.
What we're talking about here is many, many years of collusive pricing that have already attacked the pockets of taxpayers in Philadelphia and have already harmed an enormous number of people who are suffering from diabetes.
The DA's office says it costs about $2 to produce a vial of insulin, yet the vial price to consumers could range from $300 to $700. Among the pharmaceutical companies named in the lawsuit is Eli Lilly. In a statement to KYW News Radio, the company says in part, the complaint is baseless and should be dismissed. It goes on to say, Lilly has been working for years to reduce insulin out-of-pocket costs for people with diabetes, adding Lilly was the first and still only company to cap what people pay at $35 per month for all insulin. CVS Health is also named in the suit. A spokesperson for the company tells us allegations that we play any role in determining the prices charged by manufacturers for the products are false, and we intend to vigorously defend against this baseless suit. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.